So David Duke of DavidDuke.com joins us. If you want me to do your bio, I think everybody knows you're a doctor, PhD in history, authored a bunch of best-selling books, and been a grand dragon wizard, and all the rest of it. I'm not going to start making jokes about that, but thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope we can have a good debate here.
Well, I hope so. And if you give me a chance to talk, that'll be great, and I look forward to a real discussion about some of the basic issues, because I would like to get down to the bottom today about who the real elite is in this country and in the world that is truly, as you say, and it's totally true, they're an enemy of all mankind. And I think for them, and you've even said this as well in the first part of the show, you said they want to, in some ways, go against European peoples because they want to control the West and the power of the West. And I think that's why we're in these wars in the Middle East, really wars for Israel and wars for the globalist powers. But I'm not a carbon copy or a mirror image of Al Sharpton. The truth is that there is a racism that dominates America, supremacism. But it's racism, vicious hate propaganda and racism against the European American. And as far as eugenics or as far as limiting births, the real population explosion, black people have a much higher birth rate than whites. Mexicans have a much higher birth rate than even African Americans. European Americans have about a 1.6 birth rate, which means we're losing a quarter of our people every generation. The population explosion in the world is an African explosion. The United Nations just recently put out a statistic showing that in Africa by 2050, there'll be 1.3 billion Africans. And that's almost entirely because of the massive birth rate. So I don't believe that these globalists are intentionally trying to limit the birth rates of Africans or African Americans or whatever. The truth is that the only people on the planet who are losing their numbers, and of course, it's only white nations that are being massively invaded by immigration, which the globalists and the Zionists have set up and dominated in the United States, Canada, Australia. Every European nation today is under attack. And I believe that's because our people don't any longer have control over the media. They have no longer control over the banking system, the Federal Reserve Bank. They no longer have control over our foreign policy or even our politics. The biggest contributors in politics are absolutely Zionists. And I can prove that and document that. And the Federal Reserve, we've had three decades now, a Federal Reserve chairman. In fact, I have a graphic that I uploaded to your site today. Hopefully your engineer can put it up with the Federal Reserve, the Fed. And over the last three decades, every Federal Reserve chairman and vice chairman has been a Jewish supremacist, a Jewish Zionist. There's no argument about that. Not a single non-Jewish head of the Federal Reserve banking system. And that is the ultimate banking power in the world. You want to talk about international finance? There's no more powerful force in the world than the Federal Reserve. Now, these are all Jewish activists. I don't say every Jew, and I agree with you, that not every Jew is acting against European Americans or against people of the world. But we do know that Zionism is absolutely a Jewish supremacist phenomenon. It is a racist phenomenon. They kicked 600,000 people out of their land, stole their land, have violated them, murdered them, tortured them, periodically kill thousands of women and children, maim them in Israel, and they are the power. But for them to have the power, Israel wouldn't exist, and the Jewish supremacism wouldn't exist, except for the fact that the Jews basically have, and I believe this, they've taken over the American elite. Now, when I say this, this is another graphic that I've had uploaded already. I'll show you a graphic from the New York Times. Mr. Brooks, David Brooks, one of their elite columnists, in which he literally talks about an article or a thing called The Chosen Getting In. And he literally speaks about a Jewish taking over for the American elite and how the Jews have become the American elite. So if you want to talk about the elite in this country, I believe they are tribalists. And I'm not a mirror image of Al Sharpton, because I believe it's my people that are going to become a minority in the world. Now, I respect all people. And if I were president of the United States, I wouldn't be having this globalist agenda. And I certainly wouldn't be invading these countries in these wars for Israel and Iraq and Afghanistan. I certainly wouldn't be supporting the Goldman Sachs of the world. That's the biggest predator, the most evil predator international bank in the world. It is a Zionist institution, and it not only controls international banking or has a great effect of it, it literally picks who's going to be in our Treasury Department, basically, and the people who have the power in the Federal Reserve. It is a Zionist operation, and it's also the chief corporate contributor. Take a look at the Goldman Sachs, what I've showed you. It's the chief corporate contributor of both Democrats and Republicans. I really believe, and I truly believe, that blacks, as whites, are victims of this Zio control over our media. It's an incredibly destructive culture. They push drugs on our kids. We've seen the black family totally devastated over the last 4 or 5 decades, and that's because of the change of the culture. But who runs Hollywood? It's not European-American Christians, my friend. Every one of the 10 largest Hollywood studios of movies and television are all Jewish controlled. I can give you the names. We have a graphic here of Jewish pundits, like at the Los Angeles Times, who is in the middle of Hollywood, where he boasts that Jews totally run Hollywood. And in the article, he lists all the leaders of the Hollywood networks, and he says he's insulted when people try to argue, or when even Jews argue that Jews don't control Hollywood. He's proud of it. And he goes on to say, I don't care if people think we're running the Federal Reserve, international banking, Wall Street, the media, and government. All I care is we keep on running them. Now, if this is what they say, I'm quoting what they say, so they call me anti-Semitic. I don't believe I'm anti-Semitic. There's nothing wrong with a Jew or any other people on the planet, African-American or Mexican-American, anybody to be ashamed of their heritage. You're not proud of their heritage. You want to preserve it. That is a very natural, healthy thing. But there is something wrong when people are trying to destroy other people's and exploit other people's. And that's really what's going on in this country. By the way, people can go to davidduke.com. I have a massive archive on this. They can look up these issues and they can read about all these issues, including all of what I'm saying about Jewish racism and tribalism. And that's the real supremacy in the planet Earth, really. But the fact is, I've just done a big report on it. We spent $2 trillion in the so-called war on poverty, and we got more poverty than ever. We got more crime than ever. We got millions of people on drugs. We're not solving these issues. So it's not any sort of genocide to urge people to be responsible. And that's what I did when I was in the legislature. I urged that. Of course, I was condemned, naturally. But the people who are committing the genocide in America, in terms of the Planned Parenthood meeting lessening birth, the people being genocided in Europe, and this is the fundamental thing that I hope you understand, Mr. Jones, and I understand, the people being genocided are the European people. Our birth rate now is 1.6 per couple. I mean, even two doesn't really take care of the people that die and aren't able to reproduce or whatever.
You need 2.1.
Our people, give me my 10 minutes, please. It's certainly, this is one quarter of our people being lost. I believe this is also a pattern of the promotion. You talked about all this promotion. It's a good example of this sexual degeneracy and the lesbian gay agenda and so forth. I can show you, I can prove it to anybody's satisfaction. It is totally, practically totally, it is 98% dominated and controlled by Jewish extremists. And by the way, they support Israel. These same extremists support Israel, which doesn't even allow a marriage between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. They don't allow it in Israel, but every major Jewish organization in America, you can go to the Council of Presidents of major Jewish organizations, which is a real organization, has a budget of billions of dollars, all these groups. That group puts a policy, and they support gay marriage. They support gun control of the American people. You talked about that earlier in the show, or another show I listened to a while back, that the Israelis were promoting gun control for America. They support gun control. This is every major Jewish organization in the United States of America. So we have a tremendous double standard. And I ask you why. I ask, why is it that there is this worldwide campaign of hatred and viciousness against Europeans? I have another graphic, which we can show. You've shown a couple. Let me show another graphic here. This is from the movie Django, which is produced by the Weinstein brothers. And this is a perfect example of what's going on in this country and the vicious racism that's going on. This is a quotation from the movie Django, which has the black hero. It shows black people. By the way, every Native American is an evil son of a gun in this movie. and they show black people suffering and suffering. Take a look at that clip again, the image. The quotation is, the black hero in the movie, who's for people to admire, goes on, kill white people and get paid for it. What's not to like? My God. Now, this is produced by the Weinstein brothers. And it's not just the Weinstein brothers. It's literally almost every major, it's every major Jewish studio. Constantly, they're talking about white slavery. Do you know, Mr. Jones, for instance, that in the world, Jews are less than 0.1% of the population of the world. Do you know that their own historians boast about the fact that they have controlled and dominated the slave trade, the worldwide slave trade, for 2,000 years? And that's like Encyclopedia Britannica. In fact, Marcus, who's one of their chief historians, literally says that the Jews controlled the slavery. They enslaved millions of Europeans over the years. They actually even worked with some of the corsairs in North Africa, which went and captured Europeans, and they were the biggest slave traders even in Muslim countries. They ran the triangular slave trade. There's no argument about it. I can show you in Jewish publications about this. Now, they're the world champions of slavery. But what does our Jewish-controlled media try to do? They try to create guilt for white people about slavery, when the truth is, in America, for instance, under the American Union, we had slavery for, what, 90 years or something like that? Less than that, even, okay? And the Jews have been being the chief slave traders in the history of the world. The Old Testament says it in Leviticus, where they literally say, you can't enslave your fellow Jews, but non-Jews, you can enslave and you can treat harshly. Now, if they have the guts to try to criticize white people for 100 years of slavery in the United States of America, they better be the first ones to condemn themselves. But they don't do that. The truth is that every nation on earth has had slavery. Every people has enslaved others. Every people has been imperialist. I don't endorse that. I think slavery is wrong and horrible, and I don't believe in even in imperialism. I think every people have a right to be free. But the truth is, to condemn European Americans for their role in slavery for a few hundred years is ridiculous, because then you'd have to condemn every nation and the heroes of most of the nations on the planet Earth. This is the world I don't want right now. I can show you. Ben-Gurion. I have a graphic that I sent up to you of Ben-Gurion. All right. Ben-Gurion, in a Look magazine article, literally gave his prediction. This is a fact. Anybody can prove it. He literally said that there would be a new, truly united nations, and that Israel will be at the head of this global state, that Israel will build a shrine to the prophets where the whole world will come and worship the Jewish prophets, and that in Israel there would be a supreme court of mankind. They would abolish all armies and control the world. Now, this is not some obscure Jew. This is the most famous, the most respected Jew in the world. If Jews were not working toward this tribal dominance, why didn't they condemn Ben-Gurion for this pronouncement of Jewish globalist dominance? And if you look at the banks. You talk about banks every day, and you should. But look at the bankers, the Rothschilds. They weren't just Rothschilds. They were part and parcel of the leading Jewish community, the Warburgs, the Schiff that supported communism. We can just go on and on. The Federal Reserve bankers that control and ruin this country. If I just don't think it's possible to look at this thing rationally without seeing that there is a tribal connection.
Man, it's just Jew. It's like the Catholic thing, and then, or like the media promoting gay. It just gets old. It's almost like people that are obsessed with this just have Jew on the brain. It gives me a headache.
You're right. I really believe that the Jewish supremacist power in this world is the key issue to all of it. We wouldn't. The gun control groups overwhelmingly are led by Jews. The lesbian, transgender groups are led by Jews. You can just keep going.